Good job.
We can all say good job.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into him. Excuse me, came being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born, not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Okay, Benny was just saying what we were all thinking, so that's okay. Over the past 4 weeks here at Calvin, as we've been leading up to Christmas, we have been looking at how each of the different gospel writers in the Bible, we've looked at Matthew, Mark, and Luke so far, and we're going to finish up with John here this evening, how they each prepare us for the coming of Jesus, how they each invite us, pulls us into the beginnings of this Christmas story, how each one of them in a different way pulls us into the Jesus story. We began a number of weeks ago with Mark, and while Mark, he actually doesn't have a so-called Christmas story, he just throws us right into the middle of everything already at work with grown-up Jesus showing up seemingly out of nowhere and preaching and healing and doing all of those things, preaching. And Matthew, well, Matthew begins a little calmer. He actually begins by giving us a long list of names following Jesus, his human lineage. And Luke actually turns this whole thing about the birth of Jesus into a musical with people young and old and even those yet to be born alike and angels all bursting into songs and worship is happening all over the place. But John, well, you may have noticed when Betty just read the opening of John's gospel here, John begins by inviting us back. Not to 2,000 years ago with the birth of Christ, but by reaching all the way back and taking hold of eternity past and pulling it right into the present. In the beginning was the Word. John wants us to get a big cosmic view of what is going on here, to even to grasp maybe the absurdity and the glory and the wonder of it all. And the only way he can do that is by speaking in these big, grandiose, abstract terms behind even the language of creation, light and darkness, word and flesh, glory, grace and truth, knowledge and sight, light and life. But even so, right there, woven right into the middle of all of that language of eternity, we find ourselves briefly for a moment just this suddenly in the particulars of history. There was a man, and his name was John. And then, as quick as we got there, John pulls us back out again into the things of eternity. And so John here is all about grabbing hold of us and pulling us to the highest of heights and even into eternity itself. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And there was also this man named John that showed up at a particular time and a particular place in history. Not the Word, of course, but, well, even there, John's appearance was preparing us because no sooner have we left John that we're back to the Word now, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. Some translations say the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And the word there that John uses is this great Greek word, skenao. Can you say that? Skenao. Good. Yes. My gift to you, a little Greek lesson here on Christmas Eve. You're welcome. Merry Christmas. Right. How about you younger ones here? Little ones, kids, I'm wondering if you can say that word better than the grown-ups here. Skenao. All right. You did. Good job. Yes. Now, skenao, to live or to dwell. What it really does is it really carries with it this sense of to set up camp with. And so I actually really like Eugene Peterson's translation of this verse from his translation called The Message, where he translates it this way. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. Isn't that great? Isn't that beautiful? The Word, the very fullness of God's grace and truth, the Word whose very words called all of this into being in the first place. The one who doesn't just speak truth, but is truth. The one who doesn't just shine light, but is light. The one who doesn't just bring life, but is life itself. The one who has been from eternity past and is and will be on into eternity yet to come has become flesh, flesh and blood, has become human, has become one of us. To be seen and touched, questioned and heard. The fancy church word for this is incarnation. God has become flesh and blood and come to live among us, to dwell with us. The God of all creation and eternity has become incarnate, has stepped into time and space. All the fullness of divinity has come crashing into all the fullness of humanity. Eternity has collided with history. Family, God has come to move into the neighborhood. And this isn't a just stop in for a minute to say hi kind of thing and move on, right? No, this is even beyond Cousin Eddie showing up and parking his RV right there on your front lawn for who knows how long. Good. Some of you got that reference. Good. I'm glad. And what happens, right? What happens when someone new moves in to the neighborhood? What do? They bring all their stuff with them, right? Steve and Roberta, you probably know a little something. They are moving tomorrow morning, right? They pack up all their stuff, and they bring it with them to where they're moved, their new neighborhood, where they're moving, right? And isn't that why maybe you do this too, stand at our windows, peeking through the blinds, watching them unload the moving truck, right? What kind of stuff are they bringing with them? What kind of stuff do they have? And neighborhoods in that, they change and they grow, right? Neighborhoods start to take on the flavor of those who are moving in and unpacking all their stuff. Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, the Word made flesh, is God moving into the neighborhood, and he is bringing all of his stuff with him, and he has begun to unpack. Unpacking all of his grace and truth, his life and light and glory of God, all being unpacked right here, if you can believe it, right here in the midst of our neighborhood. All the stuff of divinity and creation, sacredness, holiness, light, and life comes crashing into our world. Moving right on in. And starts unpacking itself here in the midst of flesh and blood, time and space, history and humanity. That is what we celebrate at Christmas. That is why we are here tonight. The Word became flesh and lived among us, dwelt with us, moved into the neighborhood. Because God, Well, when asked to summarize the gospel in 7 words or less, the preacher Will Willimon summarized the good news in this way: God refuses to be God without us. Those are only 7 words. He did it. The Word became flesh. Throughout Scripture, there's also this other phrase, similar phrase, that pops up from time to time: bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. It shows up in creation when the first man recognizes parity and equality and the sameness and the in-it togetherness with him and the first woman. It shows up at times when distant or separated families or people recognize each other or come back together in reconciliation, recognizing their belonging to one another on a deeply intimate level, that though they may have once been scattered and divided, they belong to one another, and so even their destinies are bound up together. The Word became flesh. Let me suggest for tonight that because the Word has become flesh and has moved into our neighborhood, Christ the Savior is born. That neither God should ever look the same to us again. We see now what grace and truth, love and life looks like and what it means. Nor should we look the same to one another ever again. Because in the birth of Jesus Christ, Jesus is God, having said, flesh of my flesh, to you and to me, to those sitting next to you, to your and my neighbor across the street or across town, across the country or across the world, to those we ignore or those we mock, to those we fight with, and to those we dearly love. And into all of this, Jesus is God and all the things of God moving into the neighborhood and unpacking all of his stuff. We Protestants and Western Christians in general, Catholics and Protestants alike, we tend to focus a lot on Christ's death and resurrection as the moment, the means, the point of salvation. And there is great truth in that, but our Eastern Orthodox sisters and brothers, our Eastern Orthodox siblings in Christ, much more of their tradition than ours, also focuses on the incarnation itself as the moment where salvation has come crashing into human history. Because in Jesus Christ, in his birth, God has said to humanity, flesh of my flesh, and moved right in to our neighborhood and unpacks all of his stuff, all his grace and truth, light and life, unpacking it all right in the middle of our streets and our homes, our neighborhoods and our hearts, right here in the middle of our life. So how could this not change how we see and understand who God is? And how could it not change how we see ourselves, family and strangers alike, friends and yes, even enemies alike? And how could it not call and pull us into a new way of life? For we have been invited to help our new neighbor, Jesus, unpack all of his stuff in our world, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, and our own hearts as well. Family, Jesus Christ is born. The Word has been made flesh. God has moved into the neighborhood. Hallelujah. You can say it too. It's good news. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Right? And so with all the awe and wonder, joy and hope, peace and excitement that brings, Merry Christmas, friends. Merry Christmas. Let's pray. Rejoicing in the gift of God, gift of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray for this world that God so loves, saying, O Christ, our light, hear our prayer. With gratitude for your love, we pray for the church, for the astounding and joyful news of Jesus' birth, and we give you thanks, and we sing with the angels, glory to God in heaven and peace to all the earth. O Christ, our light, hear our prayer. With gratitude for your love, we pray for the world. We pray for peace where there is no peace. We pray for wisdom where foolishness now reigns, and for love where fear seems to run the day. Lord, unpack the things of your reign and realm in our world, that as we claim the name of Christ, may we witness to your glory. O Christ, our light, hear our prayer. With gratitude for your love, we pray for this and all our communities in which we live and move, work, rest, and play. Fill the shadowy places with your light, Lord. Unpack the things of your reign and realm in our midst. And so let a joyful song of love be sung in every place, so that your beauty and strength may be praised. O Christ, our light, hear our prayer. With gratitude for your love, we pray for those that we know, those we love and those we struggle to know, and those who only appear as nameless faces that we pass by or see on the news. We give thanks for those to whom you have given us that we may make of ourselves neighbors. Lord, unpack the things of your reign and realm in their midst, so that as Mary pondered the wondrous events of her day, may we deep in our hearts hold the wonder of your love. O Christ, our light, hear our prayer. Holy One, as you have come to dwell among us, show us how to live as your faithful people, ourselves joining in the work of unpacking and sharing the good news of your grace with all. Through Christ, your word made flesh. Amen.